It's great this morning to have with us Gareth and Roger from Pride NZ. So, morena.
Morena.
Ah, kia ora.
Great to have you here. So, I know that we've got together this morning to have a chat about a specific event that you've got coming up that we'll talk a little bit more about in a second. But just Gareth and Roger, I know lots of our listeners will recognise your names and your voices, but can you do a little intro for us and tell us who you are and where you're from?
Well, kia ora, my name's Gareth Watkins and I'm kind of born and bred in Wellington, New Zealand, and have been running Pride NZ for the last about 13 years. It was 2009 when Pride NZ first started, but actually have been doing a lot of kind of documenting of takatāpui rainbow histories way back to the 1990s.
Well, kia ora, my name's Roger Smith. I'm originally from Dunedin, but I've spent most of my life here in Wellington. I'm Gareth's husband, and I play a fairly small role as far as Pride NZ goes, support and encouragement more than actual physical recording of interviews and things. But together we run Walk Tours NZ, where we do rainbow walk tours around Wellington City and have a lot of fun doing that.
And we've been doing that for about 5 years.
Yes, yeah.
Oh, is that 5 years now that
I know. Doing those tours? I know. We keep saying the same jokes and keep saying that they're not getting older, but we're getting older and the jokes are still the same.
The laughs aren't getting any stronger, but anyway.
No, if the joke's good, it's always worth saying five times. That's what I always say. Oh, well, thank you for that. And so this morning I got in touch with you because of an event that you've got coming up, I think on the 1st of October, around the seat unveiling for Chrissy Whitaker and Karma Rupa. Can you tell us just a little bit more about that?
Yes, well, that's exactly it, really. It's an unveiling. It's a gifting of two public seats, which will have plaques on them, one each for Chrissy Whitaker and one for Karma Rupa. And really they are memorialising them, and it's a way of remembering two leading rainbow figures, sadly departed now. And the seats will be located on the corner of Vivian and Cuba Streets, which is right in the centre, absolutely right bang in the centre of where their lives were in Wellington. Carmen had businesses up and down Cuba Street and around that area and along Vivian Street. Chrissy was well known for her business, the Evergreen Cafe, which was just a few metres away from where these seats are going to be. So yes, the event on Saturday the 1st at 3:30 is going to be the unveiling of these two seats.
And it's interesting because this whole thing has really grown. The original idea we had was we had been inspired by a number of events that had happened in Wellington over the last couple of years. There was the Karma Rupa Generation exhibition at the Portrait Gallery a couple of years ago, where people just spoke so fondly of both Karma and Chrissy. And then very recently there was an event at Museums Wellington, or Wellington Museum, put on by Lalani Sio. And that was amazing. It was talking about Evergreen, remembering about the Evergreen Coffee Lounge, which Chrissy ran for almost two decades. And again, the warmth and the love shown to both Chrissy and Carmen was so evident. That really inspired us. And we thought, oh, wouldn't it be amazing to have a plaque on a seat somewhere in central Wellington? And we were thinking, you know, maybe around the Rainbow Precinct by the Rainbow Crossing, you know, just one plaque, because they are quite expensive to put in. And we thought, okay, well, let's put that idea out to council. And so we, I think the colloquial term is spammed as many people in the council as possible. Just seeing, oh, you know, this is actually a really cool idea. We can get some private funding for part of it. But, you know, would the council come on board? Almost immediately we got a response back from the mayor, Andy Foster. To be honest, I wasn't expecting the mayor to pick up our email, but he did, which was amazing. And he passed that on. He endorsed the project and passed it on to the culture and heritage team at the city council, and also the public transport team. And they came back to us and they said, look, rather than just one plaque on a seat in Lower Cuba Street, how would you feel if we installed two new seats on the corner of Cuba and Vivian Street and had a plaque for each Carmen and Chrissy? And, well, look, it took us about, you know, 5 seconds to decide that was a good idea.
Yeah.
And said, wow, that is amazing. And so not only are we celebrating Carmen and Chrissy, but we're also, you know, we think we're kind of extending out that Rainbow Precinct, to which was around the kind of the Cuba Dixon Street area, to go further up Cuba Street. And hopefully within a couple of years, we can make the whole kind of central Wellington a Rainbow Precinct.
Hmm.
Yeah, that would be, I like your aiming big there, and, but you're right, it kind of, yeah, it does really starts to open it up, doesn't it, from just maybe the Cuba Street area. So, and I'll ask you a little bit more about Chrissy and Carmen specifically in a moment, but in terms of the actual seat unveiling, so obviously it sounds like the council have been really supportive of that. So on the actual day, what will that look like? Will the council be part of that event as well? What will it actually look like on the day?
On the day, there will be a ceremony, I suppose you could call it, at S&M's, which is really just over the road from where the seats are going to be. And the ceremony will involve some speeches from people, including the Mayor, Andy Foster. We're hoping that Grant Robertson will be there and will say a few words. Also, we will have, hopefully, Sai Wituku, who is Chrissy's brother, saying a few words, and for Carmen,
well, we've got some words coming from Carmen's executors in Sydney, and that they're really important because Jürgen and Robin have been instrumental in really remembering Carmen in a whole variety of ways. So they brought Carmen's taonga back to New Zealand for going into Te Papa, for gifting into Te Papa. And they were also involved with Carmen's pedestrian traffic lights on Cuba Street. And so the council has had an involvement with Jürgen and Robin. I should also say that we have got Jackie Grant coming up from the West Coast. And Jackie was a close friend of Carmen's, and Chrissy's, so is of that generation, and will be able to speak firsthand. And you think, gosh, you know, isn't it wonderful to have first-hand accounts of Carmen and Chrissy, which, you know, maybe in, you know, 20, 30 years' time, that won't be the case.
So after the speeches, supported by, I'm really thrilled to say, Te Whanawhana, we'll cross the road and we will have an unveiling of the two plaques. And that unveiling is going to involve the lifting of two progressive rainbow flags, which we're hoping to get signed by everyone who is there. Then they will each be lifted to reveal these plaques. And that will be about 4:30, we're thinking, on Saturday, the 1st of October.
And the Master of Ceremonies is going to be Mal Vaughan from Scotty and Mal's. And Scotty Mal's is 176 Cuba Street. Both Scotty and Scotty and Mal were absolute friends of Carmen's and Chrissy's. And Scotty and Mal also were instrumental in forming the Chrissy Wituku Memorial Trust, which was established shortly after Chrissy died in 2002.
It's been really great to have their support for this project too.
Yeah, totally. I mean, that sounds like obviously a great specific event, but also, like you say, kind of, you know, having backing from people like Chrissy's brother and, you know, people that were Jackie Grant, I think you said, you know, yes, people that knew them. So that sounds like a pretty emotional day, I would have thought.
I think so. And certainly for us, I mean, not only is it about kind of memorialising Chrissy and Carmen for the extraordinary amount of work they did for bringing the community together and offering safe harbour, because a lot of their businesses were in that kind of Cuba Vivian Street area. But it's also about affirming current contemporary takatāpui rainbow communities. This launch is happening within the Mental Health Awareness Week, which is this year the theme is about reconnecting. And you know, we're very aware of the amount of you know, we know of a number of suicides that have recently happened within our communities. And we just want to make sure or add to, or to connect people, I guess is what I'm trying to say, is so that when people actually can walk past the seats, they can see the words Irawhiti Takatāpui on the seats. And even if they don't know Carmen or Chrissy, hopefully Irawhiti Takatāpui will resonate with them. That's a term that we were liaising with gender minorities Aotearoa about in terms of what is the appropriate term. I think, you know, maybe Chrissy and Carmen might have used the word thing term like queen, and you know, that's going back, you know, a few decades. Nowadays, Irawhiti Takatāpui is very much a very respectful term and an umbrella term. And it means more than just gender.
There's a great comment on the Gender Minorities Aotearoa website where they talk about Irawhiti Takatāpui. I'll just read it out here because it's great. It says, to stand in our power as Irawhiti Takatāpui is to carry the Māori, the life force and connection to all things. We are not separate or apart from our culture. We are a part of our culture. We always have been and always will be.
Oh, that's, yeah, that's amazing. Mm. And and for you, so it was a conscious decision to hold this during Mental Health Awareness Week then?
Oh, absolutely, because I think it just ties so nicely together. That, I mean, there was a real impetus from the council to want to see these seats in place because it just happened. It was just completely by chance that they were redeveloping the kind of pedestrian areas around Cuba Street, and they're still doing it on a bit lower on Cuba Street. It just happened that our kind of spam request came in at the same time they were doing that, and it was just well, I guess it was meant to happen.
I guess so. And the thing is that it really ties in with the theme this year for the Mental Health Awareness Week, which is reconnect with the people and places that lift you up. And I think this event is doing both of those things.
And we very much wanted the other wording on the plaques to be affirmational. And so on Chrissy's plaque, we've got a wonderful whakatauki proverb that was pointed out to us by MP Tamati Coffey a few months ago, and it's a whakatauki that really resonates with him in relation to rainbow communities. And the wording is, turn and face the sun and let the shadows fall behind you.
And on Carmen's, on Carmen's plaque, we've got an amazing quote from Ariki Brightwell, and it is, it is your ancestors, your tipuna, that give you the strength to survive today. So both really strong messages, I think.
Totally, yeah. And I hadn't realised about how that does all tie in with Mental Health Awareness Week. And that's amazing. And so the event itself is obviously open to anybody to come along.
Absolutely. The first part of the event, which is at SNM's bar, is actually that's an R18 restricted venue. So even when they're not serving alcohol, it's still R18. So that's where the speeches will be. And we are audio recording those. So if you can't make it, or if you're not 18, there'll be a chance to hear those speeches online. And the reason we chose SNMs is because Scotty and Mel have such a connection to Chrissy and Carmen. And you could say that what Scotty and Mel do now is what Chrissy and Carmen were doing, you know, 10, 20 years ago. Mm-hmm. So they are the kind of the community hub, and they offer a lot of opportunities for community events to take place. They're real community builders, aren't they?
They are, and they're providing, you know, the hospitality, the sense of community, and just that that glue which glues the community together in the same way that, that Carmen and Chrissy did. And that's another reason why I think that having these two seats as a memorial is such a, really lovely idea, because again, it's providing hospitality, it's providing a bit of comfort, in a very busy part of town. But now people can just sit and just take a moment and just sort of reflect about what's happening around them, in an area which was absolutely their part of town. Back in the day.
And we should say that the actual unveiling of the seats is obviously in a public place, so there's no age restrictions, and so that will be at 4:30 on the Saturday. So there'll be speeches around 3:30, and then everyone's going to walk calmly out of S&M's. We've got the health and safety plan in place, and they're going to walk calmly across the road using the pedestrian traffic lights, and then there'll be a lovely blessing.
Oh, that's great. Oh, I'm glad to hear the health and safety plan is in place.
Most important.
Yes. Yeah, totally. That's great. That's such a lovely, I mean, it's obviously, it sounds like an amazing event. And you've given a really great description there of obviously not just what's happening on the day, but really the kind of meaning behind it as well. And I just wondered, I mean, lots of our listeners obviously will know Chrissy and Carmen, not personally, but you know, they'll know who they are and kind of their significance, but some of our listeners won't. I wondered if you could just say a little bit more about Chrissy and Carmen and who they are. Why is this so significant for Wellington?
Yeah, well, Chrissy was born in Hastings, moved to Wellington in the late 1950s. She worked in lots of clubs and cafes before she established the Evergreen Coffee House, and that was in the early 1980s. She actually took over the business there from Carmen Rupe, who had a business on the same premises. It was at 144 Vivian Street. So yeah, it's just a few meters down from the corner of Vivian and Cuba. And that Evergreen Coffee House became a home away from home for so many Takatapui and Rainbow communities, for almost two decades. It was, well known, for its toasted sandwiches. And it provided not just a safe space for community members, but it provided employment for community members too, at a time, particularly if you were trans. It was difficult, if not impossible, to get a job somewhere doing anything. So that's Chrissy.
There's a wonderful quote from Jay Benny, who was writing in GayNZ.com a few years ago now. But when Chrissy passed away in 2002, he was reflecting, "Her tangi was something to behold. Thousands of people thronged the marae in Newtown, busloads from out of town, politicians, queens, the high and the low. From all walks of life they came to pay their respects to a woman who all her life showed unflinching respect for everyone she came into contact with."
That's lovely. Yeah,
that's lovely, pretty powerful, yeah.
And as far as Carmen goes, well, Carmen was a little bit earlier than Chrissy. So Carmen came to Wellington in the early 1960s, first of all. Carmen was an entertainer, a businesswoman, a sex worker,
an activist,
very much so, and actually a real community icon. And even though she left Wellington in the early 1980s and moved to Sydney, she's still a Wellington icon. She's still remembered so fondly by so many Wellingtonians, and she left such a mark on the city for the 12 or so years that she was living in Wellington in the 70s and early 80s. She had a lot of businesses. She had cafes, clubs, massage parlours, curio shops, about 12 separate businesses in different parts of town. Many of them in Cuba Street. There's such an entrepreneurial flair. And also, she stood for mayor in the late 1970s against Michael Fowler. She didn't win, but she was very, very many years ahead of her time as far as the things that she was advocating for as part of her attempt at the mayoralty. I mean, she was wanting homosexual law reform a decade or two decades before it actually happened in the 1980s. She was advocating abortion law reform. Again, that only happened in the early 90s. So, yeah, she was so forward-looking and ahead of her time and remarkable and strong and unflappable, a real icon.
I think for the two of us who actually never met in person Carmen or Chrissy, the mark of both those people are in the people that knew them. And when you hear those people talk and when you see what they do now in terms of their actions and their mana and their standing, you think, my goodness, you know, this is the if this is the resonance from what Carmen and Chrissy were, and it still carries on, and you think, this is remarkable. You know, these were remarkable people, and Chrissy and Carmen's whānau and friends are remarkable now, and you think, wow, you know, I kind of feel Carmen and Chrissy, even though we haven't seen, you know, met them in person, you feel them from the actions of people like Chanel Harty now, and Deanne, and
Renee,
a whole range of people, and they are still very much alive, I think, now in people's in hearts.
That's right, and through the likes of those people too that we've just mentioned, are a real inspiration. Well, they're a real inspiration to us.
And I like the way you describe it. So it's not only the words that we hear about people, although there's been some amazing words to describe, you know, both of them, but also just that feeling you just kind of know, because you can sense it from other people as well that, about their significance and what they meant to people and how they will have now impacted on so many other people's lives. So, well done on your, so, that and Gareth and Roger for actually pursuing this and getting it to happen. So you've done it under the banner of Pride NZ, which is your organisation that you work for. I wondered if you'd wanted to just say a bit more about Pride NZ, who kind of made this happen.
Absolutely, and just to step back a bit, so literally it has been a month since we sent that email through to the council. So this has happened very fast.
Again, that's very fast.
Yeah, this surprised us as well. But you know, it was like one of those things that, you know, if somebody's offering it to you, you know, from where we started to where we are now, I think it just shows you, you know, you actually just sometimes you just need to run with it and go, you know, let's do this and let's make it work. So I think a huge thank you to the teams at Wellington City Council who've really gotten behind this. And yes, it was a community initiative going to the council, but actually, if it hadn't been for the people inside the council, this would never happen.
If they weren't receptive to it, yes,
absolutely, yeah.
And that is very fast for kind of council request, and they've obviously not questioned it and just gone with it. That's amazing.
Yeah. Well, I think actually, it speaks to that. The civic leaders in Wellington, I think, have been very supportive of Takatapu Rainbow communities for a long time. You know, I think of, Justin Lester, I think of, Celia Wade Brown, and earlier, you know, people like, your Mark Blumsky's and Fran Wild, of course, back in the 1990s. And so I think there's this kind of base level of knowledge of, Takatapu Rainbow communities within the kind of leadership of the civic leaders, and so you're not going to them and they're going, I have no idea who these people are we're talking about. That they already knew, they knew Carmen, they knew Chrissy, and were very much supporting that idea. Just briefly about Pride NZ. So that was 2009 that started, and we've got around about 900 audio items online at the moment. And that's a whole range of, event recordings, interviews, kind of panel discussions, and a whole range of interviewers and interviewees. It could not have happened without kind of the community supporting it and contributing to it. I look back, I mean, you know, we're almost just the kind of the conduit, you know, the platform to make it happen. And if it wasn't for community members saying, yes, I want to be interviewed, yes, I want to interview. Yes, you're welcome at this event. It just would not be present. And now, I think, you know, over 10 years later, people can now go back, you know, and 10 years ago and listen to things like, you know, when marriage equality first got into Parliament. So you can hear the speeches that were said on the day. And then you realize about how things have changed and how things have, in a lot of ways, got better over the last, you know, 10, 20 years. Still a long way to go, but it's a wonderful way of being able to kind of reach back into the past and hear what we thought, how we said it. And some of the voices, some of the people that actually are no longer with us. You know, I think even on that day when marriage equality went into Parliament, Louisa Wall's bill, we had people like Helen Kelly speaking as an ally to the rainbow communities, and she was speaking on the steps of Parliament, and you know, it wasn't too many years after that that she sadly passed. So it's great to hear her voice again and to see how passionate she was about equality.
Yeah, so, I mean, I think it's an amazing, I don't know if you call it a library, but collection of audio. I kind of dip in and out of it quite frequently, up doing kind of radio and enjoying kind of listening to that kind of audio. And it certainly, like you say, is kind of, you know, the community have to be part of that and, you know, want to be recorded or do interviews. But also you do manage to get along to a lot of events. I'm always amazed that, you know, any kind of rainbow community events that are going on, you're usually there kind of recording it in some form, which is pretty amazing.
Oh, well, look, it also gives us the opportunity of being a part of the community. You know, I think both of Roger and I get so much more out of going to these events than putting into these events. You know, there is so much to be said for just feeling that you're not alone. And I think, reflecting on, say, the walk tours that we also do, that is a way of us connecting with the community not only passing on history and living history and talking about the past, but also actually connecting with the community. And so even like yesterday, we were doing a tour it was an amazing tour actually for the Ministry for Culture and Heritage. They had, as part of their Pride Week, they invited us around to do a mini walk tour. And we were around kind of lower, Lambton Quay area. And we had 25 Ministry of Culture and Heritage staff on the tour.
Oh, great.
Was amazing. And we were able to stop, for instance, at the old Broadcasting House site on Bowen Street and talk about quilted bananas and in its earlier incarnation of the Lesbian Community Radio. Yeah. And just to point out that how wonderful, you know, quilted bananas is, not only in terms of its current name and how it now represents a whole range of identities, but the fact that it's been going since about 1984, it's like, this is amazing.
It's definitely one of the things that I find amazing about the show, that it has sustained for so long. And that's great to hear that we're on the tour.
Absolutely.
And so I'm guessing, just linking it back, Grant, then, so this is perfect, that the seats will now be incorporated into one of your tours then.
Yes, no doubt. Maybe two or three tours.
I think,
yeah, I'm sure.
Well, actually, the last, we've just started doing a Carmen Rupe, the fabulous Carmen Rupe tour. We did one about a week ago, and we actually stopped at where the seats are going to be and said, well, actually, generally we're talking about stuff in the past, but here we are talking about stuff in the future because the seats aren't there yet. But by, I think the installed date is between the Monday the 26th and Saturday the 1st. So we're hoping by Saturday the 1st there'll be seats there with the plaques. And everything will be looking fabulous.
Mm.
Yeah, but people could be looking out for that then, you know, those seats being put in maybe a few days before that.
Absolutely, yeah.
Well, thank you so much for your time this morning and your amazing insight into many things around the queer community in Wellington, but obviously specifically around about Chrissy and Carmen this morning. We will put a advert up or a promotion on Facebook for the event. I know that you've got promotions going on Facebook at the moment for the seat unveiling, and it'd be great. Hopefully, well, I'm sure you will see lots of people there on the 1st of October to be part of that, to be part of that event with you. So, kia ora, thank you for your time and all your insights this morning.
Oh, kia ora, thank you, Karen. Ka kite.